her teacher, she has a very good teacher, and she told her, she says, I would advise any of my pupils that go to school with me when they graduate to go to a college, a small or college, rather than a university, because she said they just do not get here what they do in the bigger cities and things, and they're just not ready for college, mm-hmm. for university. So that's where she's going. She's up there now getting everything lined up.
That's good.
And she is taking shorthand and typing, and she just went to, I don't know what they call it, something up there, Casper, and she there was 350 that was under her. She passed up that many.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Let's see. Now, a place where you can borrow books is called?
Library.
Okay. And we get a couple more of these. Now, did your mother and father have any brothers or sisters?
Oh, yes. My mother had 15. She's the one that had the 15 in the family, 15 brothers and sisters.
And so they were your...
They were my aunts and uncles, yeah. And then my dad, there was only five in his family, five, I think one girl and four boys is what there were.
And the relationship between one of these uncles and, say, your brother was, could have been your uncle's, you were a niece and your brother was a...
A nephew, okay. Yeah.
All right. And do you remember any of your teachers here?
Yes, I remember a lot of them. I could tell you the first one, but I'd probably have to look it up. If you want to stop that long.
No, that's fine.
I could tell you. But I had Catherine taught us. Mrs. Was a teacher of mine. And Mrs. They were my first teachers.
And they were all, did you ever have a man teacher?
Yeah. You should let me know this before you came.
Oh, that's fine.
My first man teacher. I only had one. The rest, all of them were women teachers.
Did they ever have a name they would call women teachers? I mean, were they just called women teachers?
Yeah, that's all I...
Anything else? And if you remember your marriage, did you have anybody stand up for you and your husband?
No.
What would they call those people, though, that do stand up?
Well, witnesses, I guess.
Okay. Would they ever call a best man or?
Well, we didn't have those. You know, it was just one man that was there. We didn't even know him. He just stood there.
Now, in modern marriages, marriages.
Oh yeah, there's best man and.
And what do the women have?
Well, there's bridesmaids and flower girls, and boy, they have them. They're really lots of fancy stuff now, but we didn't have that kind of money.
Okay, well, let's move on. We'll talk a little about the first house you remember. If you would, sort of create a picture for me of what the first house you lived in was like.
You mean after we were married?
Either that one or the first one here in the valley.
Well, we lived in a lot of houses. If I tell you all of them, you'd have a two or three pages. We lived, the first house we lived in Nebraska when we were married was a very nice house. And these people by the name of owned the house, and he owned a store in Hollinger, and he and an elevator and everything, and he wanted to get off the farm, so my husband and I took his place over, and we farmed his place. They raised corn and all that stuff like that, you know. And that was the first house that we lived in. And then we lived in, three or four more before we came back out here. And then...
What was that house like, the one you lived here?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, what was the first? Well, I lived with my folks. And they lived over here, right there where I told you, mm-hmm. on the river. They lived there. And then they sold that and moved on this way. And if you remember, there's a white house that's on this side of the road and a bunch of trees. Well, that's where they moved to. But I wasn't here then. I was gone. That was the 8 years I was in Nebraska.
Okay, I see.